Jet Diamond had always experienced great success with women. They fell for his sexy Mediterranean blue eyes, sculpted cheekbones, the tousled lock of dirty blonde hair that fell casually over his forehead, his athletic body and cocksure attitude. Jet took full advantage of his appealing looks. Getting women had never been a problem. Getting rid of them was the hassle. They came, they stayed, they wanted more, when all he wanted was for them to quietly remove themselves from his apartment without turning into hysterical wrecks. Gianna did not turn into a hysterical wreck when he informed her he had to leave for New York. Gianna was an Italian supermodel. Edgy and assured, she was quite confident he'd be back before she even missed him. Jet had arrived in Italy 3 years ago. At the time, he was broke, a recovering alcoholic, and a druggie. Within months, he'd managed to clean up his act, thanks to an excellent rehab program, signed with a modeling agency, and soon after that, he'd made a name for himself appearing in popular cigarette and liquor commercials on TV and in print ads for everything from expensive cars to designer suits. The camera captured his particular brand of sexiness, combined with a lazy insouciance that made him a big hit. Italian women responded to his bad boy good looks with great enthusiasm. Being a male model was hardly considered the most masculine career in the world, but it was one that enabled him to support himself in a decent fashion and not have to beg for handouts from his tight-fisted billionaire father or two half-brothers. When Jet had moved to Italy, he distanced himself from all of them, which was a good thing. Nobody connected him to the Diamond family, especially as he only used his first name, Jet, an American model in Milan. Anonymous was the way to go. Gianna drove him to the airport in her latest acquisition, a gleaming yellow Lamborghini given to her by an ardent admirer. She and Jet enjoyed an open relationship, which suited both of them just fine. Neither of them wished to be tied down. They were both free spirits. Before leaving the apartment, Gianna had given him a world-class blowjob. He'd sat back and enjoyed it. Who wouldn't? With her deliciously full lips and extraordinarily talented tongue, she certainly knew how to leave a man wanting more. Jet didn't love her, but he sure loved what she did to him. As he boarded the plane, he wondered what his father wanted. 3 years, no contact, and now the call from Lady Jane. "You don't have to go," his inner voice informed him. "Really?" "Yeah, really. But hey, I'm curious." "Of course you are. He's Red Diamond. And when he calls, everyone runs, including you." It had been that way all his life. 5-year-old Jet was smart, but not smart enough for his father. The family were gathered in the garden of the farmhouse in Tuscany. His stunning mother, Edie, an ex-model with exquisite bone structure, his 13-year-old half-brother, Chris, making a rare visit, and Red, a man who, even at that young age, Jet regarded as a frightening figure. Jet had climbed up a tree and couldn't get down. Earlier in the day, he'd been forbidden to climb it by a stern-faced nanny. But later, he'd watched Chris snake up the huge oak tree like it was nothing, and he'd thought, "Why can't I do that?" Now, he was trapped up high, clinging tightly to a branch, and he was scared. So scared that tears coursed down his cheeks and his sturdy legs were shaking. "Send up one of the guards," Edie pleaded, clutching a martini glass.
"Hell no," growled Red. "He got himself up there. Let the little bastard get himself down."
"But he could fall,"
protested Edie, nervously sipping her drink.
"Teach the disobedient little asshole a lesson."
"He's only 5,
Edie pointed out, her delicate hands trembling so hard that the ice in her drink clinked against the side of the glass.